At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. Well, the Amador Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday morning ranged from the COVID-19 virus to a sales tax to pay for road repairs to a homeless shelter in Ione. The board received a presentation from Dr. Rita Kerr, Chief Health Officer for Amador County, on the COVID-19 virus, also called the coronavirus. While no COVID-19 has been identified in Amador County, there have been cases in adjacent counties, and Dr. Kerr said it should be considered inevitable that the virus will spread to Amador. Kerr recommends several personal measures people can take to avoid infection, starting with regularly washing your hands and avoid touching your face or shaking hands with others. Dr. Kerr said additional measures could be taken if and when the virus spreads to our area. Dr. Kerr's presentation to the board is posted in its entirety on the KVGC Facebook page. And the supervisors voted 4-0 to move forward with a self-help ballot measure that would raise the local sales tax by 0.5% in order to raise money for roads. With the board's approval, the ad hoc committee that has been researching the issue has now prepared the final ballot language to be placed on the November general election ballot. The supervisors also, on Tuesday, approved a one-year extension of the county's emergency ban on commercial pot sales and commercial cultivation. They also accepted a recommendation from a subcommittee to direct the county to prepare a ban on commercial hemp cultivation. Supervisors cited commercial hemp's identical appearance to cannabis that can be smoked, which makes both regulation and law enforcement around the drug more complex and difficult as the reason for adding a hemp ban. And the supervisors joined the Ione City Council in rejecting the proposed use of the former Preston Correctional Facility as a homeless shelter. And the Calaveras Public Health Department announced yesterday 2 positive cases of COVID-19. Calaveras health officials confirmed that 2 family members in Copperopolis tested positive for the virus. Their exposure occurred outside of the county and not linked to the Princess Cruise Line. One of those positively identified is a child who is currently enrolled at Copperopolis Elementary. Under recommendation from public health, the school will be closed for the remainder of the week for deep cleaning. According to the health department, the family has been in self-quarantine since the investigation began. Meanwhile, health officials are identifying individuals for quarantine who may have had close personal contact with those infected, including family and friends. Dr. Dean Kaleda says the discovery of these new cases, they may see additional cases as well. To add, the health officer will also be declaring this event a public health emergency. Additionally, noting those most vulnerable are older people and those with serious medical conditions like heart and lung disease and diabetes, and should take extra steps to protect themselves from exposure. Well, Pacific Gas and Electric has settled a dispute with 2 disaster relief agencies that had threatened to take money away from a $13.5 billion fund earmarked for victims of catastrophic wildfires caused by the company. On Tuesday, a PG&E lawyer disclosed the resolution could remove a major stumbling block as the company scrambles to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy. The details of the deal worked out with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and California's Office of Emergency Services, and lawyers for wildfire victims are expected to be revealed next week, as currently a federal mediator is helping to hammer out the final agreement. Lawyers for FEMA and the Office of Emergency Services told the judge yesterday they were pleased with the deal worked out with PG&E. However, it remains unclear if it will satisfy everyone involved, as Governor Newsom and the California Public Utility Commission hold veto power because PG&E needs their approval of its bankruptcy plan to be covered by the state's wildfire insurance fund. To date, Newsom and state regulators have rejected the plan as carrying too much debt for PG&E to be able to make an estimated $40 billion in improvements to its electrical grid. And a motorcyclist is in the hospital with serious injuries after a collision outside of Ione. Monday morning around 6:30, a car collided with a motorcycle on Highway 104 in front of the entrance to Mule Creek State Prison. According to Ione police, their investigation revealed that the vehicle was traveling eastbound on 104 before attempting to enter the prison. While doing so, the driver failed to see the motorcycle traveling behind another vehicle in the oncoming lane. As the driver turned into the entrance, they crossed directly into the motorcycle's path, causing the collision. To add, a second vehicle collided into the motorcycle after traveling behind it. The rider was transported to Kaiser South Hospital by air ambulance, and the drivers of both vehicles were interviewed at the scene and released. The identity of a Glencoe woman who died in that ATV rollover accident over the weekend has been released by the Calaveras County Coroner's Office as Tony Smithson. Smithson was traveling alone in a remote Glencoe area last Thursday. According to the CHP, she died after overturning an all-terrain vehicle on an unimproved dirt path near 3 Cent Road. Although they determined that the collision occurred sometime Thursday, she was not discovered until Saturday afternoon. According to the autopsy report, Smithson passed away within minutes due to multiple traumatic injuries. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Join us at 8:30 today. Supervisor Richard Forrester will update us on yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting. Also, in just a little bit, inside the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Mark Morton about the Sons of St. Patrick's dinner coming up this Saturday. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.